Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. Before we turn to God's Word, though, let's come before Him in a time of prayer. Our great God and Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are one that has spoken through Your Son and through Your prophets and apostles. And we ask that, Lord, as we turn to Your Word, that You would help us to understand, give us listening ears and a believing heart for all that Your Word declares to be true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14, picking up at verse 33. As in all the churches of the saints, the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says. If there is anything they desire to learn, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. Or was it from you that the word of God came? Or are you the only ones it has reached? If anyone thinks that he is a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I am writing to you are a command of the Lord. If anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized. So, my brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues. But all things should be done decently and in order. Women are to be silent in church. That might come across to you as a given, it might come across to you as scandalous, it might be offensive to you. But Paul says women are to be silent in church. Seems pretty straightforward. It's been held for most of the last 2,000 years by the Church of Christ, and yet it's something that causes no small amount of rage and fury, especially among the feminist group. However, we must cling to what God states in the Word of God, and we recognize that He states here very plainly through the Apostle Paul that women are to be silent in the church. How do we understand that? What does Paul mean by silence? What does it cover? Well, I think the easiest thing is to recognize that when Paul says silent, he means silent. This verse has been interpreted in a number of different ways. Some have suggested that by silence, Paul is referring to weighing up the words of the prophet that he talks about back in verse 29, where he says, let two or three prophets speak and let the others weigh what is said. In other words, the women shouldn't be there weighing what the prophet says and then sort of standing up and saying, I disagree. The problem with that is then Paul would have said, let them be silent in the churches for they're not permitted to weigh up the prophecy. That would make a lot more sense. Or maybe, as some have suggested, there is a problem here of women sort of nattering and talking throughout the church service and they ought to be quiet. The problem is that doesn't connect with what goes after this, as it speaks about the sort of justification and the cause and the reason for this command. I think the easiest way to understand it is the way it's been understood throughout the church for most of history, and that is that women are not to speak in church. And what it means by that is they are not to stand up the front in an authoritative role and address the congregation. But what do we mean by not addressing the congregation? Does that mean that they shouldn't pray? Does that mean they shouldn't read the Word of God? Does that mean they shouldn't preach? Does that mean what? I think Paul's restriction here is a total restriction. I think that's the easiest way of understanding it. When Paul says women are to be silent, he means they are to be silent and not speak. Why? Because everything that happens from the front of the church, everything that happens from a speaking perspective, connotes, carries with it authority. Yes, even the public reading of the Word of God is an authoritative function. Praying is an authoritative function. Everything that takes place in the church, within the church service, is an authoritative function. And so it's improper for a woman to fulfill that role. She is to be silent, and it means silence. Now, that might offend you. You might just sort of give me a high five through the internet and say, well, that's what I hold to. But we need to stress that because we live in a culture which hates that. Now, I can hear someone on the internet out there saying, "But aha, Logan, but what about singing? Because the women sing all the time." They're not silent when the singing takes place. and I wholeheartedly agree with you and you're right. But that has nothing to do with what's going on here, because we understand that this silence is a full and total silence for everything, unless the Word of God states otherwise. And the Word of God clearly states that everyone is to sing, and to sing to one another, Ephesians 5, I think it is, or yeah, I think it's middle way through Ephesians 5 off the top of my head. We are to address one another in songs, and that's everybody in the church. And the reason for that is that there is no authority bound up in singing. When we're singing, we are praising God. We are directing ourselves towards God with no authority bound up within that in comparison to the rest of it. And so we understand the silence as being a complete, total ban, total silence on all women within the church from speaking, unless God's word states otherwise. Now, one of you maybe thinks to yourself, but why? Why should the women be silent? And Paul answers that for us, doesn't he? He says they should be in submission, as the law also says. And then he sort of reaffirms that down in verse 36. Was it only from you that the word of God came? Or are you the only ones it has reached? If anyone thinks that he is a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I am writing to you are a command of God. Now, those statements refer to everything that proceeds before it as he's engaged with the topics of worship, but that doesn't stop the fact that it engages with this section here. So why are women to be silent in the church? Because they are in a role of submission according to the created order. Now, interestingly, there's actually no law directly, explicitly, that Paul refers to here when he says, as the law also says. You're actually not going to find a law in the Old Testament that says women are to be silent or women are to be in submission. Not explicitly like that. But we know from creation and the entirety of the Old Testament that there is a created order that God has established, with men leading in positions of authority and women living in roles of submission. And so Paul, effectively, when he says the law, he appeals to especially what we call the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis through Deuteronomy. When the apostles and prophets, etc., speak about the law, they don't just speak about Exodus or Deuteronomy, but they speak about those books that Moses wrote. And so he appeals to the Old Testament law, and he says, right there and there, you see the created order. Now, why would that be the justification for why women shouldn't speak in church? Well, if a woman speaks in church, she is taking a position of authority. Now, just imagine something for a second. Imagine a husband and wife are sitting in the church service, as frequently happens, and then a woman is called to the front, and it happens to be the wife of this couple. And she comes to the front and she begins to speak, or she begins to read the scriptures. Well, in this moment, she is now acting in a position of authority, which means she's now an authority over her husband. Do you see the problem here? All of a sudden, you've undermined and stripped away the natural order of authority that we find in creation. And so Paul here roots this command not just in the practice of the church, though he says all in the churches of the saints, this is what happens everywhere, but he roots it in creation itself and the law of God as we find it written in the first five books of the scriptures. And this ties up very nicely with Timothy, where we see the same thing. And so we have great confidence in knowing that when Paul says women are to be silent, it means it. And so it behoves us to seek to do that and to honour that, no matter what people around us might think of us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we know these are sensitive topics and difficult for people. And so we pray that you would help us to hear your scripture and hear it well. We ask that you would cause us to see and to apply your word the way you intend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.